Hey guys, welcome back to your V-Spawn Book Club, and today we will be discussing books that have been banned or challenged in certain areas of the world. So today, the book we're going to be discussing is Lolita by Vladimir Nabokov, published in 1955. Nabokov's monologue, titled Lolita, is about Humbert, the narrator, and his lust for a 12-year-old girl, Lolita. In part one of the novel, Humbert tells about his love for Annabelle, who started his love for young girls. He then meets Charlotte Hayes and her 12-year-old daughter, Lolita. He plans to kill Charlotte to be with Lolita after he marries her, but Charlotte dies by accident before he could. He later took Lolita out of summer school and immigrated to America. After a few years of being in America, they moved back to England, and Lolita enrolls in an all-girls school. Lolita then gets very sick and has to go to the hospital, and while Humbert is back at the motel, Lolita leaves with a strange man that Humbert only knows by the color of his car, red. So Humbert spends years looking for Lolita and gets a letter from her, and he tracks her down with the letter and hears about her escape story with her husband, Dr. Quilty. So after he tracks them down, he kills Dr. Quilty in his own home, and while driving away from the scene, Humbert is arrested for driving down the wrong side of the street. And to bring it to an end, after Humbert gets arrested, he states that the real tragedy was not him losing Lolita, but Lolita losing her entire childhood to him. So this brings us to the next section of why was this banned? And in its very essence, this book is just child pornography, and that is a very big issue and very many places, or it should be at least, and this can be seen in part 1 on chapter 2 in page 13, in which he states a sexual encounter between him and Lolita when they first meet. Her legs, her lovely live legs, were not too close together, and when my hand located what it sought, a dreamy and eerie expression of half pleasure, half pain came over to those childish features. And on chapter 13, page 65, he also states, Lolita, a boxy sobber, devouring her immemorial fruit, singing through its juice, losing her slipper, rubbing the heel of her slipperless foot into its sloppy anklet, against a pile of old magazines heaped on my left on the sofa, and every movement she made, every shuffle and ripple helped me to conceal and to improve the secret system of tactile correspondence between beast and beauty, between my gagged, bursting beast and the beauty of her dimpled body. So in the book, Vladimir is obviously very descriptive and wordy in literally all of the wrong places. And I think that provides very good reason to have the book banned or age-restricted at the very least. And also, if you take a look at Fahrenheit 451, which is also banned in many places, a common theme that can be connected between the two is a theme of isolationism. In Fahrenheit 451, outside-of-the-box thinkers like Clarissa are isolated or, in the book's case, killed for not merging with the vast majority, which are often button pushers and don't think for themselves. And in Lolita, Humbert isolates Lolita from all of the other kids and men, just wherever they are, just to ensure that she keeps her interest in him, which obviously did not exactly work out because she did end up running away from him. So this concludes the podcast on banned or challenged books. Thank you for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. Goodbye.